Heidi. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
It is. Michael Felgat, not too far away in Racing Pulse. But let's touch base with Fremantle forward Lachie Schultz, who's come off cyclonic conditions in Cairns, to have a chat to us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Lachie.
Hey, boys. How you going?
We are terrific, buddy. Thank you for your time this morning. How'd you pull up after some challenging conditions last night?
Yeah, very, very strange conditions last night. Pretty sore today. They're a tough side, Melbourne, so definitely feeling it today.
Yeah, well, it would have been a bruising encounter, one of those games where the ball's on the deck a lot, you're just getting hit in your body a lot. But you've walked away with the points, 14 points to the good of the Ds last night, and a bit of an arm wrestle late in the game. But, gee, you must be really pleased with not only your own form, but the way the team is playing. It looks, we were talking about it earlier this morning, Lockie, it looks really cohesive.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to build a really good brand of footy where we're really connected, and the way JL's coming in and led that is huge for the boys. So we're still starting to sort of come together now. Obviously, everyone can sort of see what we're putting out. And the younger boys are getting their hands dirty and playing really, really good footy. So it's going to be a really bright future, I think.
It seemed last night that it was extra special. You've had a few wins over the course of the season, 6 wins, but that one, I don't know, just seemed by the reaction of the players and even Justin, that meant a lot last night.
Yeah, absolutely. After last week, we thought we were in the game for 3 quarters and Richmond just sort of took it to another level in the last quarter and we couldn't match it when we knew we'd be... Our best was good enough to match him. So we're pretty disappointed after the last game. And to come in at 3-quarter time, it was still sort of a bit of an arm wrestle. And we wanted to be that team that took the next step. And we thought we did. And it was really pleasing for all the boys.
And Justin Longmuir's impact on you, he's having a big impact on everyone in the competition. Everyone's impressed with what he's done so quickly. But what about on you?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been massive for me. He's just about building relationships with everyone. So, we've got a really, really good relationship and that gives you confidence to be able to go out and play your style of footy. It's just a really fun group and we're just enjoying the footy again. So, he's been awesome.
And you, Lachie, you've really found your little niche there, I reckon, in that forward line for the Dockers. You played a couple of games last year and played every game, I think, perhaps this year. Is it just confidence in knowing that you can now and belief that you've got that support from the coach, but also you've shown a bit of work that you're good enough to play at this level?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just that, yeah, confidence that JL's given me this year and each week I can keep building on that. And, we've got a pretty new forward group. We haven't played much footy together, so every week we're getting better and getting to understand each other a lot more. And it's gonna be fun. We're obviously Tabsy and Lobby and Hogue now is back in, so it's a really, really good forward line with lots of talent. I'm just lucky enough that I play alongside all the big fellas.
Well, it's nice to watch you do your business, I must admit. I like the way you go about it, and I reckon you'd be a fan favourite and a teammate favourite as well. And you've got the Kangaroos next up, which is going to be a great opportunity on Saturday to get another victory and make it 7 for the year, and who knows where that leads with the last game remaining. Lachie, great to see you in action last night. Well done to you and the boys. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, boys.